Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Be honest, how many of you have asked ChatGPT or Grok to draft an email for you? How many of you have asked one of the large language models to summarize a long PDF which you're supposed to know about? A new report from Insider AI suggests that more than half of workers in the US violate their company policies when it comes to AI usage, and a third of workers say that they would quit if their employer banned AI. It all comes amid soaring investment in the sector and now risks turning it into a bubble which could burst. Donica Casey is the chief executive of Calypso AI, which carried out their survey. Good morning, Donica.
Morning, Joe. Thanks for having me in.
Tell us more about what you learned in this study.
Yeah, well, it's clear, first and foremost, that people are becoming very dependent on AI to the point, as you said, where a third of them would quit their jobs if they weren't allowed to use AI anymore.
I found that astonishing.
Which is crazy, very surprising to us, that element. Mm. And it's gotten to the point now where they would use AI even if, the majority of them would use AI even if it contravened the company policy.
Yeah.
So 52%.
And risk getting and reprimanded.
Exactly. Now, probably, you know, that's driven a little bit by ignorance.
Yeah.
And, that number goes up even more when you look at certain sectors like financial services.
Yes, I read that. 60%. Finance and healthcare.
Yeah.
You're noticing even bigger abuse of AI.
Yeah, finance in particular. I mean, maybe that says something about the finance industry. Maybe they're a little bit more risk on, or maybe they're just eager to get an edge.
Or perhaps lazy.
You said that. I think, you know, one person's lazy is another person's smart, Joe. But I think 60% is a fairly significant number.
Mm.
And, you know, that extends right up to, you know, the executive.
C-suites
of the organization, who are kind of, pattern is very similar up there, right? So it's not just on the front line. It's not people who are, you know, kind of trying to cut corners and maybe take an hour or a day off. It's right through the organization, and we're seeing AI adoption, which is long-term. Obviously, I think it's a positive thing for industry because it's going to be a massive unlock from a productivity standpoint.
Mm.
But you need to do that, do the right thing for your company, drive adoption in the right way, put the right controls in place, etc.
This survey was done in America. Would you find anything different if it was done in Europe?
Yeah, well, yes, we were going to carry out a sister survey in Europe, you know, in the coming months. But we actually believe the problem is more acute in Europe, not less, which is probably counterintuitive, but. Given the level of regulation in Europe, EU AI Act, etc., they're, you know, based on our conversations with customers and prospects, they believe that legislation is going to protect them. So there's a bit of a moral hazard there. They think, okay, you know, I can dump this in. There's somebody somewhere on the back end is going to protect my data, even if I throw a PDF into this large language model to get it to summarize for me. So
what should companies do to prevent AI misuse?
I mean, first and foremost, I mean, this survey states clearly that paper protection isn't enough. Just launching a policy and announcing it to the company is not enough. Or cutting off AI use altogether is the wrong thing to do. Then people just go home and do it into their private.
So the toothpaste AI is out of the tube at this
completely.
Stage.
Yeah. And I love that phrase, by the way, Joe. But what you need to do is you need to control the use of AI internally within your organization. You need to have hard measures in place. And that's exactly where our technology comes in. We sit between the users and the applications and the models themselves and kind of enforce all of the relevant company policies in terms of use of data, flow of data to and from these models, keeping your data private and keeping your organization safe and on point, you know. And so we're working with global multinationals to help them do that at scale.
Mm. Are we in a bubble with the AI sector? The valuations and wage packets for those individuals and companies is getting off the scale. For example, Meta paid $34 billion for an AI startup with only about 20 staff.
Yeah, yeah. I would say a bubble is probably the wrong term to use because when people talk about bubbles, they think it's going to burst and just disappear, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Gartner have this model, it's called the hype cycle, right? And here, I think we're seeing it in AI, where there is a kind of a peak of expectations that cannot be matched, right? Followed by a trough of disillusionment, where people have kind of, this is not going to be anywhere near the way we thought it would be. And then you get back to a kind of what you call, I think it's a slope of productivity, Joe, where actually you end up somewhere in the middle, right?
So it reminds me of 1999.
Yes, except in 1999, you know, for the dot-com bubble, there was thousands of businesses that were not making any money.
Yeah.
What we're seeing here is businesses that are making billions of dollars, OpenAI, Anthropic, etc.
Yeah, but that company for $34 billion, that wasn't making any money either.
That wasn't making any money, but you know, that's a private transaction, and that was acquired by a company who is making a lot of money.
And why aren't you a billionaire yet, Donica? If you're an AI company,
we're all working at that over in Calypso AI Towers, Joe. But you know, maybe someday. But right now, we're working on kind of helping our customers and increasing our customer base.
So assume maybe that Gartner is correct in its description. That means there will be a major fall off in valuations before they spring back up and we see it in our day-to-day lives every day.
Yeah, well, I would say the valuations need to be matched by growth in revenue.
Yeah.
What we're seeing so far is, yes, right, if you project forward the usage increases in AI that we're seeing currently and the revenue in line with that, the valuations are not out of whack with the same valuations for Meta or Google or any of these other companies. So currently, you know, I think, you know, on the current trajectory, there may be a slowdown in increase in valuations, but I don't think it's going to, you know, decline or disappear completely.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and sharing that survey with us. That is Donica Casey, the Chief Executive of Calypso AI.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.